The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter number 9, text number 24. Given by His Grace, Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari. Recorded on October 14th, 2010, in Nigadi, India.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 9, text number 24. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Aham hi sarva yajnanam,
bhuktacha prabhur eva cha,
na tumang abhijananti,
tadvena tashchivyanti te.
Aham hi sarva yajnanam,
bhuktacha prabhur eva cha,
natumang abhijananti,
tadvena tashchivyanti te.
I am the only enjoyer and master of all sacrifices. Therefore, those who do not recognize my true transcendental nature fall down. Purport. Here it is clearly stated that there are many types of yajna performances recommended in the Vedic literatures. But actually all of them are meant for satisfying the Supreme Lord. Yajna means Vishnu. In the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly stated that one should only work for satisfying yajna or Vishnu. The perfectional form of human civilization known as Varnashram Dharma is specifically meant for satisfying Vishnu. Therefore, Krishna says in this verse, I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices because I am the Supreme Master. Less intelligent persons, however, without knowing this fact, worship demigods for temporary benefit. Therefore, they fall down to material existence and do not achieve the desired goal of life. If, however, anyone has any material desire to be fulfilled, he had better pray for it to the Supreme Lord, although that is not pure devotion, and he will thus achieve the desired result.
Chaitanya Devam. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamscha. So, the whole world has gone crazy. Tonight we were coming to this program and I saw one movie theater with a movie called Crook. And it said in very big letters, it is good to be bad.
Sorry?
It is good to be bad.
How to translate now?
Everyone knows?
Yeah.
They don't need a translation?
Okay.
And the other, of course, then it would also mean, and it's bad to be good.
And that,
so, your leaders are allowing this kind of propaganda to be made to the people, that it's good to be bad and it's bad to be good. The crook is being glorified as hero. So what does that mean? Means the leaders are crooks.
And
therefore they have created hell. It was hell getting here tonight actually. So why has it become so contaminated and corrupted? Because they do not know the science of God. The leading scientist of the day is Dr. Stephen Hawking. This Dr. He Hawking, you know, like an ass, hee-haw. He says that the universe comes out of absolutely nothing. This is supposed to be a breakthrough in modern science. Understand that the universe comes out of absolutely nothing. But science means observation and experiment. So where is the scientific observation and the scientific experiment showing that something can come out of nothing? It's never been demonstrated with any experiment. And this rascal, he wants to present this as the latest discovery in modern science. This is not science, this is dogma. You see? So, we are not interested in dogma, we are interested in Godma. We want to hear from God. Yes. We want to hear from that person who is the source of everything. Now you may say, well, how do we know there's a person who's the source of everything? But it can be understood through scientific logic. Since everything comes from something, there has to be an original something from which everything comes. So what is the nature of that something? That something must possess everything that is there within what has been produced from it. For example, so much gold is extracted from a gold mine. Therefore, the gold mine must possess gold. Otherwise, you cannot get gold out of it. So, if so many persons are being extracted from the original something, I'm a person, you're a person, we're all persons. And we are extractions of that existential mind. So that existential mind must have personality. So we shouldn't call it, should we? How would you like it if I called you it? How is it feeling today? Where is its tilak?
याचा तिलक कसा आहे हे विचारण्यापेक्षा या वस्तूचा तिलक कसा आहे असं विचारलं तर कसं वाटेल.
You see, but no one likes to be called it.
आम्हाला कोणी वस्तू म्हणून म्हटलं तर आवडणार नाही.
So since the original source of existence we can understand must possess personality, how we can call it?
म्हणून त्या मूळ स्रोताला विज्ञान भाषेमध्ये नपुंसकलिंगी उच्चार
करतात. There's a person out there who's produced everything from himself. So therefore we should understand and treat that person as a person, not as some impersonal energy. This is a big mistake of the impersonalists. Is it good for you to treat a powerful, influential person in an impersonal way? Will it bode well for you if you treat a big, powerful person in an impersonal way? Just like when you serve someone prasadam, you can serve in a very personal way or an impersonal way. You can say, my dear Prabhu, here is some prasadam for you. Would you like some more chapatis? You need some of this? Do you need that? Very personal, considerate way, you see. Or you can just say, here's your prasadam. What kind of relationship will you have if you treat somebody in a rude and personal way? Will they be very kindly disposed towards you? No. If you want to get somebody's mercy, you have to give them your love. Krishna is not a machine. The spiritual master is not a machine. A Vaishnava is not a machine. If you want the mercy of Krishna, if you want the mercy of Guru, if you want the mercy of Vaishnava, you must deal with them in a loving way.
गुरु कृष्ण किंवा वैष्णवांप्रती जर आपल्या त्यांच्याकडून कृपा हवी असेल तर आपण अगदी व्यक्तिगत रूपात त्यांच्याशी संबंध ठेवला पाहिजे.
If we treat impersonally, then we'll get back impersonal.
जर आपण व्यक्तिगत रित्या न समजता निराकारत्व मायावादाच्या रूपामध्ये जर स्वीकारायला लागलो तर आपल्यालाही प्रतिसाद तसाच मिळेल.
So we have to be intelligent how to properly associate them with Krishna.
म्हणून भगवंतांशी संग करताना आपल्याला खूप बुद्धिमान असलं पाहिजे.
How to properly associate with Guru.
गुरुंशी व्यवहार करताना देखील कसं वागलं पाहिजे.
How to properly associate with Vaishnavas.
एका वैष्णवाप्रती देखील व्यवहार कसा असला पाहिजे.
What does the Krishna say? ये यथा मं प्रपद्यन्ते तं तथैव भजाम्यहम्. In as much as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
कृष्ण म्हणतात जो ज्या भावनेने मला शरण येतो तसा मी प्रतिसाद देतो.
So do you want to get rewarded by Krishna?
तुम्हाला भगवंताचा असा प्रतिसाद हवा आहे का?
So we have to give your love to Krishna then. You may say, but I have no love, how I can give love to Krishna? Well, who is the source of love? Krishna is the source of love. So if you have no love to Krishna, then beg him, my dear Lord, I am completely devoid of any love. Now you kindly empower me that I can have love that I can give to you.
तेव्हा आपल्याकडे जर प्रेम नाहीये मग प्रेमाचा स्रोत असलेले भगवान श्री कृष्णांकडे जा याचना करा. हे कृष्ण माझ्याकडे प्रेम नाहीये तुम्ही मला प्रेम द्या मग मी तुमच्यावर प्रेम करेन.
Do you think Krishna will ignore your prayer?
आणि असं जर तुम्ही याचना केली आणि भगवान
If you beg him, my dear Lord, I want to love you, but I don't know how to love you. Please help me, Krishna, to love you.
आणि असं अगदी रडत रडत जर याचना करू लागलो
Krishna be very happy.
Krishna खूप संतुष्ट होते.
Because he's been waiting for our love for millions and millions of lifetimes.
आणि असं कोट्यावधी वर्षांपासून भगवंत आपली वाट पाहत आहे.
This soul once loved me in my eternal pastimes in the spiritual sky.
कृष्ण विचार करतात हा जीवात्मा एकेकाळी माझ्या बरोबरच आध्यात्मिक धामामध्ये होता.
But somehow or other he foolishly thought to try to become independent from me.
पण हे सर्व काही सोडून एक स्वतंत्र वृत्ती ठेवून तो या जगामध्ये आला.
And he's been suffering for innumerable eons in this material existence. I have accompanied him as the super soul just for the purpose of delivering him. But for millions and billions of lifetimes, he only wanted sense gratification and nothing else.
कोट्यावधी वर्ष हा जीवात्मा नुसतं इंद्रिय भोगच मागतोय.
But now just see, because he has come in contact with Prabhupada's movement, now he wants bhakti.
आणि आता कृष्ण म्हणतात हा जीवात्मा आता प्रभुपादांच्या कृपेने त्यांच्या आंदोलनामध्ये भक्ती करू लागलाय.
But the mercy of Prabhupada, now he wants bhakti.
याला आता भक्ती हवी आहे प्रभुपादांची कृपा हवी आहे.
So do you think Krishna will not be willing to help you develop bhakti? Do you think, well, how can he help me? There's so many devotees. I'm just one of thousands of devotees. How could he possibly help me? Do you think Krishna is limited? I mean, how many queens did he maintain? How many queens did he go home to every evening in Dwarka? He split himself into 16,108 Krishnas to go to each queen's palace and give her his full attention. And you say, well, but there's more than 16,000 people in ISKCON, so it still doesn't look good for me. But 16,000 is nothing for Krishna. He can easily maintain 16 million wives. 16 billion, there is no limit to how many wives he can maintain. Manifesting as a separate Krishna for each and every one of those queens. So in the same way, Krishna can manifest a separate Krishna just for you. Just to give each and every one of you his personal association to help you develop your love for him. But you know what's holding it? You know what's holding him back? You don't want him. You want sense gratification. That's our problem, you see. Even though we have come to Krishna consciousness, we are still desiring sense gratification. And we are getting it, but we're not getting Krishna. So what good is all of this sense gratification? This power, this money, this fame, what good is it? Without Krishna, it's useless. And you know, it's really stupid to want this sense gratification. It's just stupid. Because, as Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text number 22, Ananyaschantiyantomang ye janarpayapasate tesham nichabhyuktanam yogachema mahamyam. He says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, I preserve what they have and I carry what they lack. Srila Prabhupada mercifully expanded on that verse in his lecture. He explains that Krishna will become your personal delivery man. He will deliver to your door whatever you are lacking. So you may argue, but Sankarshan Prabhu, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, I'm following the rules, but I'm lacking so many things. Krishna is known for being very tricky. Is this one of his lies to trick me to chant Hare Krishna? No, it's not. It's true. Krishna will do them. But know the word exclusive devotion. And remember the words of Bhagavad Gita 4.11, inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. Krishna provides everything for those persons who have given him everything. So now you, each, every one of you, take an honest look in your heart. Have I given Krishna everything? Or am I still holding back? Prabhupada one time said like that. Krishna does not see what you are giving. He sees what you are holding back.
Krishna
some rich man, you know, he may come to the temple, he may give 1 crore of rupees, very proudly, you see. But he's keeping, you know, 100 crores in the bank. So it's not how much you're giving that really counts, it's how much you're holding back, that's what really counts. If you're not holding back anything, that's when Krishna will give you everything. Just like Srila Prabhupada, he gave everything to Krishna. He held nothing back. And then when he wanted that Fisher Mansion in Detroit, Michigan, he had no money to purchase it. In fact, he even asked the real estate agent, "We are asking you to donate this mansion." Prabhupada said, he said, "We are beggars. We are asking you for to donate this mansion to
us." Professional vicari.
The realtor would not donate, nor would the owner donate. But still the money came, immediately came to buy this huge mansion, you see. It's an amazing mansion. There were, in the bathroom even, there were gold knobs on the water, on the bathroom tub had golden knobs. For turning on the water, made out of gold. It was very amazing mansion. Golden knobs. And Prabhupada got that mansion, you see, for Krishna. It was formerly owned by a big magnate of the automobile industry.
Mr. Fisher.
So it's a very big name in the early days of the automotive industry. So this was his mansion. And it was turned into a wonderful temple for Krishna. Simply because Prabhupada desired it. Krishna provided it, you see. So if you have pure bhakti, whatever you desire in Krishna's service, it immediately becomes fulfilled. You don't have to worship any demigod. You don't even have to beg Krishna to fulfill that desire. You simply have to absorb yourself in devotional service. And whatever you need to do that service, Krishna will give you. So, this Krishna consciousness movement, it is simply wonderful.
Wonderful.
It is mellifluous. That means full of. That means flowing with sweetness.
Okay, mellifluous.
I didn't think he would know the word. So, if we can dive into this river of ISKCON. It is a sweet river of nectar flowing to the ocean of Krishna. It is like Ganga, you see. This Krishna, ISKCON is like Ganga. If we will dive into this sweet flowing Ganga of ISKCON, you see. Then this Ganga will take us to Krishna. So we thank you very much for your What is, how long does it usually go for? Till 9?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so now we can ask if there's any questions. Here's one. There's two. I saw your hand first. Oh, you can go through.
Share your experience with Srila Prabhupada.
Did I have any experience with Srila Prabhupada? I'm having an experience right now with Srila Prabhupada.
The question of Prabhupada and Shri are Srila Sangha Zara Tumi Sangha.
Do you think Srila Prabhupada is dead and gone? Prabhupada is right here, right now. You see.
So,
I've been associating with Srila Prabhupada for ever since I became his disciple. I've had his association at every minute.
So
I've had hundreds and thousands of experiences of Srila Prabhupada. And the more I serve his orders, the more those experiences become sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Srila Prabhupada gave me the most wonderful order when I was a new bhakta, and just newly initiated devotee. I had gotten my diksha, he wrote me a letter on August 12, 1971, accepting me as his disciple. So I sent, he was, at that time he was not in the US, he was overseas, so I sent him one letter with my Guru Dakshina. I told him that Srila Prabhupada, I want to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. And he was so happy with my desire to spread this movement. He wrote me back very wonderful letter. He said, I can see that you are a very sincere and enthusiastic boy. So he said, then he ordered me like this. He said, now if you will continue enthusiastically as you are doing, surely Krishna will bless you. And you know what happened? It worked. I decided I will follow Prabhupada's order. He promised me if I always keep my enthusiasm that Krishna will always bless me. So through all periods of ISKCON, the good, the bad, the beautiful and the ugly. I have stuck for this movement with great enthusiasm. And Krishna has been showering the mercy on me. Just like torrents of rain in the monsoon season. I've been getting tons of mercy. That's why I have to travel and preach, you see. I'm getting so much mercy, it's more than I could possibly use. I have to share it with all of you. Prabhupada has given me unlimited mercy, actually. Unlimited mercy. He's given me unlimited bliss. So now it is my duty somehow or other I have to pay back. By his mercy he is giving me unlimited bliss. Therefore I must become a pure devotee so I can give him unlimited happiness by my service. Whatever impurities I may have in my heart, that is displeasing to my spiritual master. So therefore I must kick all impurities out of my heart. So I can please him unlimitedly. So that is my endeavor now for the last almost 40 years. Just to try to reciprocate with Prabhupada the wonderful love he's giving me. Next question.
How we should be enthusiastic in devotional service?
Yeah, how to be. It's very simple. You will take the order. For me, it was a very simple thing. Prabhupada ordered me to be enthusiastic. So, therefore, I order you to be on his behalf. I'm ordering you to be enthusiastic. What's the difficulty? I'm ordering you must always be enthusiastic. And if you do so, Krishna will bless you.
So those,
what I have just spoken, it is the same thing that Prabhupada told me, and it has the same potency. If you will take it just as I have taken it from Prabhupada, if you will take it from me, you will get the same blessing. Okay, next question. Come on back here now. You probably have to repeat because I can't hear that. You'll repeat it to me. Okay. I'll try. But.
Krishna consciousness is a science. So science, today it has reached to villages and other rural areas.
Science is now reaching to the rural areas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Technology and other materialistic science.
Yes, they're bringing television to the villages. Yeah, and internet and mobile phones, etc. Yeah.
It has reached villages, root of the villages. But Krishna consciousness, as a science, still I feel it has not reached the villages. So as a devotees, what should be our role and how do we have to advance?
Go to the villages. Go to the villages and preach. That's all. You go there and you make them devotees.
And the Krishna sir, the technology, science,
our devotees should not be attached to staying in one place. Every devotee should be in the missionary spirit to go wherever I need to go to spread this movement. Just like today, I flew from Delhi. What is that town? Aurangabad? Do we have any temple in Aurangabad? Any devotee? You do have. Okay, good. Because I've never heard of that town, but I landed there today. So this is a nice town. There should be devotees here. So yeah, in every place we should go. Every town, every village. That is the prediction of Gauranga.
But
Prithivityacha yatra nagaradi gram sarvacha prachar hoibe maranam. As many towns and villages there are throughout the entire world, this Krishna Ganya's movement will be spread. That is stated.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mantla ki jitke gaav nagar gram ahe tit paryant Krishna bhavana pasarli paije.
And it is confirmed by Krishna Das Kaviraj.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ni ala
Satjana durjana pangu jadda anaghana premavanyaya dubaila jagatara jana. This Krishna Ganya's movement, it is prema tsunami.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mantar ki Krishna bhavana amrut andolan manje prema tsunami hai.
And it will inundate the entire world, drowning everyone. Whether they are Sajjana, pious men, Durjana, impious men, lame, invalid, or blind, everyone will become drowned. So now you dedicate your life for making that come true. Okay, next question.
Right. Everybody is fascinated by Western culture and they are following through that. So,
Shankara?
Western culture.
Oh, Western.
Everyone
culture.
Is fascinated by Western culture.
Sometimes I have desired to follow this or do the sense of Indriya book.
Sometimes I follow this and sometimes I do salesmanship.
What's the other one? The second
one? The material salesman. I do material business.
Oh, material business?
And what is the question?
Yat kadoshi yadas nasi yajrahosi dadasi yat. Yat tapasya shikonteya tat kadashva madarpanam. Prabhupada said, if you are a businessman. Oh, not finished yet. Okay, go ahead.
So everyone is fascinated by Western culture. How we should control ourselves?
Yes. Western culture means, as Prabhupada gave the example, there's the lame man and the blind man.
Western culture, yeah, Pashchatya Sanskriti, yeah, Sambandhi, Prabhupada ni ek udaharan dile. Pangu, andha pangu nyaya.
So, the Western culture means the blind man, but he has strong legs.
Pashchatya Sanskriti manje, andhari vyakti hai, pan.
And Indian culture means the man with good vision, but he's lame, he cannot walk. So if the lame man with good vision will ride on the shoulders of the blind man with good legs,
and as a shaktihin apanga, jar drushtihin vyaktichya khandyavar basla, tar
then they can accomplish something very wonderful. So take the advancements of the material advancement of the West and combine it with the spiritual vision of the Vedic sages and you can revolutionize the whole planet.
And as a Paschatya Sanskriti technology and a Bharatiya Sanskriti Shastra, as a Rapandoni combined Ekatra Kela.
You see, the Mayavadi says, oh, I will not touch anything modern technology, you see. But that is artificial renunciation. It is all the energy of Krishna. Just like, there's an example, a man, he walked into the Bank of America. He came in with a gun to rob the bank.
So he is a rascal, a criminal, you see. Another man came in and he said, I renounce this bank. He is also a rascal. Because is that bank his to renounce? How can you renounce something you don't own to begin with? So when the proper vision is to see everything is the property of God. Vaktaram jagatapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. You see, that person who owns everything, sarvaloka maheshwaram, he is the enjoyer of everything. So, instead of thinking, I cannot touch Western culture, now you take that Western culture and you use it for Krishna. You mentioned you are doing some business. You know what Prabhupada said about doing business? Is he doing some business? Are you doing some business?
No, student.
Businessman.
No, student.
Oh, student, okay. So, you engage your student life to understand the subject matter very nicely. You discipline yourself for studying very nicely to make very good grades. Student life means you're developing material expertise. Prabhupada wanted us to preach to the college students. Because they are expert of dealing with the material world, they are very good leaders also. So you learn how to become expert of understanding and dealing with the material energy. But every day before you begin your studies, you must chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Japa Mala. And this way you will understand I'm doing this for Krishna. I'm not doing this for material sense gratification. In this way, if you engage your student life in the service of Krishna, when you graduate and you start earning income, you'll understand this income is not for my sense gratification, it's for Krishna's service. The point is, you have to train yourself to use everything for Krishna. Let's see that verse. Vidyam shavidyam yashtad vedo vayam seha. You have to cultivate knowledge of nescience and transcendence side by side in order to enjoy the full blessings of immortality. So you have your vidya here in ISKCON. This is Vidyalaya here, you see. And you have the University of Vidyalaya. So, Sri Upanishad says in Mantra 11, you should do your vidya and the vidya side by side. Both things it says. You do vidya and avidya both, side by side. Engage them in the service of Krishna. You see. And then you will not be contaminated. We want people who are expert at dealing with the material world. Because we want Krishna conscious men in every field. What is your major field of study?
तुमचा अभ्यासक्रम काय आहे काय अभ्यास करा
IT information technology. Okay. Yes, we wanted the people in charge of IT are all Krishna conscious men, you see. In every field we want there should be the leaders should be Krishna conscious men. Banking, IT, education, drama, poetry, in every, you know, politics, military. In every single sphere of the human society, we want to infiltrate every sphere with Krishna conscious men. So you become a Krishna conscious IT man. That is very good. You should make the top marks, the best grades in your studies. One of the 26 qualities of a devotee, he is expert. You should be very expert in your studies. The top in your class. To Krishna. And all the students are amazed. How are you so expert in IT? We can understand how you are so expert in IC in IT. And you tell them, oh, it's just the mercy of Krishna, that's all. In this way, we want Krishna conscious men in every sphere. Okay, so it's now 9 o'clock. And so we'll end here, and we thank you all very much for your participating in this Krishna consciousness movement, dedicating your life to Prabhupada's mission. Please continue in this way, becoming more and more absorbed in Krishna consciousness, and let's make a revolution on this planet that everybody in this whole world will become Krishna conscious as soon as possible.
आणि कृष्ण भावनेची ही चळवळ ही सर्वत्र पसरवणं सगळ्या सर्व क्षेत्रामध्ये हे वाढणं फार आवश्यक आहे आणि त्यासाठी तुम्ही सर्वजण या ठिकाणी आलात आणि कार्य करताय त्याबद्दल मी तुमचे खूप आभारी.
शिल्पवापार की जय. श्रीमद भगवत गीता की जय.
शिवा संकर्षण प्रभू की जय.